This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush has told the leaders of Congress that he will ask for their support before taking military action against Iraq. However, an aide said the president still has not decided whether to invade Iraq. Leaders from both parties were at the White House this morning.
Saddam Hussein is a serious threat. He is a significant problem. And it's something that this country must deal with. And today the process starts about how to have an open dialogue with the elected officials and therefore the American people about our future and how best to deal with it.
President Bush at the White House this morning. Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
What exactly did the president tell the lawmakers?
He said that in dealing with the serious threat that Saddam Hussein poses, that the world's credibility is at stake. That was the basic message. He said doing nothing is not an option. He also held out an olive branch, it seemed, to Congress, where there have been complaints that the administration is freezing the Congress out as it ponders what to do on Iraq. Those complaints have grown over the last weeks and months. The president said, with Tom Daschle to his left and Dennis Hastert to his right, that he looks forward to open discussions with Congress and the public. And he said his administration will fully participate in any hearings that Congress decides to hold on the subject of Saddam Hussein and Iraq. He was also, in just a couple of questions that he took, asked about the whole issue of UN weapons inspectors being sent into Iraq and whether that could head off a military attack of some kind. The president said on that issue that it's not a question of inspections, it's a question of disarmament. He said Saddam Hussein has sidestepped and he said wheedled out of every agreement he's ever made. And he said that because of that, he just cannot be ignored.
And the reaction of the congressional leaders?
Generally very positive. They did seem glad to be there, and they praised the president for what he and they both described as the start of a dialogue on this particular topic.
So is the president going to ask Congress for a show of support?
Here's what the president said. He said, at the appropriate time, he said, we will go to Congress to seek approval on what to do about the threat. So he said they will be seeking approval. But again, he was asked specifically if that means Congress will have veto power over anything he might decide. And he did say he's confident that he's going to be able to work with Congress on this.
So he goes to Congress and asks for approval. And if they don't give it to him,
exactly. I mean, he left wiggle room there without spelling out exactly what the question that they would put to Congress would be. Again, he says he is not making the case for an attack on Iraq yet because he has not made up his mind. But again, Congress seemed, these leaders who were here today, seemed happy that the president came there and used that specific language, that he will seek approval. The administration has maintained over the past couple of weeks that legally they do not have to seek permission before sending troops into Iraq, that permission already stands because Congress in 1998 effectively enacted the policy that a regime change is the U.S. policy in Iraq. Congress also, a decade ago, when the Gulf War was beginning, gave permission. The White House says that still stands. So what we don't know is exactly what Congress will be asked to approve, but the White House is fully confident that they're going to come to some sort of an agreement on this with Congress.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.